trees and hear the singing of the larks. And he had the garden to walk in, and he had the silence within everything. And they gave him tales, and because he was in this place at this time, there were tales of God, of Eden, of flood, of Christ, of resurrection, judgment, and the joys of heaven and the agonies of hell. All they gave to him he sang, and all he sang they wrote. And the marks that were written meant that the words created by this simple man could be carried beyond the monastery walls to other simple folk, perhaps to the simple folk who had once flung stones at him, to the bairns that had crawled through dirt. Cadman still stammered and blushed when asked to speak. He was still Cadman, who could still hardly talk. He still sought the silence. He waited for the moments when there was no Cadman here at all. He sang the tales, but the song within the tales was wordless and had no need for any tale at all. That first song, written down, is with us still. It is named for Cadman, as it must be, but it should also be named for all of us, who have ever been and ever will be, and for all skylarks, and every hooting seal and farting calf, and each separate petal of a speedwell, and every single star. The song that is everything, and is everywhere, and will be forevermore, till all is sung.
That was the writer David Armand with his portrait of fellow Northumbrian Cadman. The programme was first broadcast last year, and it's available for download from the Radio 3 website. Next week's programmes, the first of them on Tuesday evening, include portraits of King Alfred and his daughter, and also of three famous later kings, Canute, Edward the Confessor, and the last Anglo-Saxon king of all, Harold. The series is produced by B.T. Rubens.
John Tavernous was a compositional voice unlike any other, embracing Islam and Hinduism as well as Christianity. He's remembered at the BBC Proms with a late-night concert given by the Tallis Scholars. And on the 100th anniversary of the day Britain entered the First World War, Peter Phillips directs Icon of Light and Requiem Fragments, which is one of the final works Taverner completed before his death last year. The Tallis Scholars sing Taverner at the BBC Proms, Monday evening at 9:15 here on BBC Radio 3.
Listen to every prom in HD sound. Go to bbc.co.uk/proms.
It's a minute or so past 11, and now on BBC Radio 3 we make the last of our three visits today to BBC Pacific Quay in Glasgow. Braving the Glasgow weather for this special World on 3 concert recorded earlier tonight on the outdoor stage at Pacific Quay is Lopa Kotari.
We haven't had to actually brave anything today because the sun has been blazing down. The only thing we've had to brave is probably the potential for sunburn here on Pacific Quay. And it's an absolutely glorious evening with the sun just blistering off the River Clyde. I'm on a large stage in front of the BBC Scotland building. Behind me is the River Clyde, and in front of me are beautiful festival flags just hanging because there's hardly any wind at all. But there's a mighty crowd of people in front who've shown up for the music that we've got in store for you tonight on World on 3. Well, over the last 25 weeks on World on 3, we've been counting down to the Games by bringing you music from all 53 member nations of the Commonwealth in our landmark series, Commonwealth Connections. And tonight, the final weekend of the Games, we bring you the last four countries in that series, the home nations, which are England, Wales, Northern Ireland, and, of course, Scotland. And may I remind you, this is not a battle of the bands happening tonight. It is a celebration of music from four music gold medalists. So coming up tonight, over the next 2 hours, we've got Bellowhead representing England, Welsh electronic folk group Ninebach, and Northern Ireland represented by Jarlath Henderson, along with Ross Ainslie from Scotland. But let's start tonight by honouring Glasgow for hosting an amazing Games with Scotland's very own Acid Crofters, Shugal Nifty.
Hello.
Thank you.
Thank you. We thought we would start the set in true international fashion with a wee tune from Finland, fiercely independent nation.
Well, I'm just going to interrupt you guys there. Sorry, Kayla. To have a wee chat with James here. James, hello. Tell me, you've been this band's been together for what, 30 years?
It will be our official 30th anniversary next year. I know it's hard to believe because we're so cherubic and, you know. But
it is hard to believe that you guys have been together for 30 years. How did it all start?
In a very dark and dingy pub in Edinburgh many, many moons ago. Possibly before that, in a dark and dingy pub in Madrid. But well, let's say Edinburgh. Sessions, just sitting in a pub playing tunes.
So the pub is the key here, is it?
It was. We then moved up a few levels and find ourselves, you know, touring.
Well, I kind of called your music Acid Crofters, and is that because you're all farmers? I mean, are you all kind of small land farmers up in the Highlands?
Well, it's a bit of a pun on the era we came to our fore in was the dance culture came to a fore, and we were mixing it up with lots of different grooves and, you know, being influenced by lots of things. So, and there was also a bit of the, you know, let me say, put it this way, we used to take acid, now we take antacid.
And there you are, 30 years, and they've moved to the antacids. James, thanks very much. Thanks very much, guys. And let's hear the rest of your set.
Don't try that at home, kids.
Bola, 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 bola Thank you. Here's a first set for you. You can jump about to this.
Big hand for Killer Owen. Again, with the cosmopolitan feel of this festival, we're going to finish off with a tune called Bjork's Chauffeur, which was inspired by a lad from Lewis driving an Icelandic lassie around various parts of the United Kingdom. We're all internationalists here. And so thank you very much for coming along. We're going to finish. There's lots more coming your way. So enjoy the rest of the night. We've been Siúgal Nifty and Ciala Rowan. Thank you very much. Aichiwa. A wee boogie, just shake those hips.
Give it up for Shugel Nifty.
Thank you very much. And hello to all our devoted listeners on Radio 3. We love you.
Shugel Nifty, from a small pub in Edinburgh to the Commonwealth Games Pacific Quay. What a great way to celebrate Commonwealth member nation Scotland. Well, in a few minutes' time, after a quick change on the stage, we've got Nine Bach, who did a fantastic set on the BBC Radio 3 Charlie Gillett stage at WOMAD Festival in Wiltshire last weekend. So while they set themselves up, I'm going to play in a Commonwealth Connections heritage track. This is where a sporting hero, artist, or cultural emissary chooses a piece of music and explains what it means to them. And tonight, I've got a couple of heritage tracks to play for you. And the first one is from Belize. The Honorable Dolores Baldemus Garcia. She's a politician, a lawyer, and a broadcaster. She's the only woman of the 31 members of Belize's House of Representatives, and she's particularly interested in improving the rights of women and children and in supporting those living with HIV and AIDS. Before she became so involved in politics, she hosted her own jazz show on the radio and owns an enormous number of CDs, well over 1,000. She chose the music of the Lord Raven Combo to express her deep love of the close-knit communities of Belize and to give us a sense of the Belizean zest for life.
My name is Dolores Valderramos Garcia. I am an elected representative in Belize's House of Representatives, and I happen to be the only woman of the 31.
They have one wedding the boat bank, Sierra married to long live Frank. They have one wedding the boat bank, Sierra married to long live Frank. You should have seen how they dance in both the place. I tell you they dress right up in lace. Well, I thought it was Christmas Day when the boat bank people break away and they're singing.
The music I've chosen is from the Lord Raeburn Combo. And naturally, the leader of the group is Lord Gerald Raeburn, a very well-known calypsonian and probably the foremost calypsonian in Belize. I've chosen two pieces. Budbank Wedding, I believe, is quintessentially Belizean. It has a lovely Brockdown rhythm. We call it Brockdown because we can just sort of break away and dance and enjoy ourselves as Caribbean people and as Central American people.
When I thought they were going mad, when a man come out with a big rose sack and they singing. Girl, how they shake me body line. Plenty food and plenty rum to drink.
What basically Gerald Raeburn is saying in this song is that there was a wedding and everybody came out to have a wonderful time. There was drinking, there was rum, there was people eating and dressed right up in lace, etc. Belize is a very small country. At the moment, our population is only about 350,000 people, and everybody knows everybody else. And I believe that Lord Raeburn was able to capture the joy of living that we have here in Belize and just the great fun that we have when we get together as families. And the other one, composed by Herman Bennett and George Matthews, two of the band members, and it's called Suddenly It Happens. I have been a jazz DJ on the radio. I don't keep it up at the moment, being so busy in politics and governance and also keeping a little law practice going. But nowadays, I've managed to collect about 1,000 jazz CDs of just about every genre of jazz that you can think about. And I've just built up the collection so that I can share it with people. And Maybe when I retire or take a little sabbatical, I can get back to being a jazz DJ. If I could be very frank, I would say that perhaps in Belize, we need to know more about the Commonwealth. In my own experience, I've been asked to be a member of the observer groups observing elections in Tanzania and also in Sierra Leone. So I've had great experiences sharing with all our brothers and sisters from the Commonwealth. And I would like to be able to share with the Belizean people that the Commonwealth is a group of nations and it is a set of ideals that we really should aspire to and be proud to be a member of. Well, I was particularly proud to choose the music of the Lord Raeburn Combo because I believe that it is so representative of our multi-ethnic, multicultural background and reality here in Belize. And I don't believe that there is any Belizean who would hear the music of the Lord Raeburn Combo and not absolutely enjoy it, begin to tap their feet, get up and dance, and say, this is what makes us proud to be Belizean.
Lord Raeburn Combo and a song called Suddenly It Happens, chosen by the Honorable Dolores Valderemos Garcia, politician and music lover from Belize. And that heritage track is part of what now is a huge archive of music and features from across the 53 member nations of the Commonwealth. If you look for Commonwealth Connections on the BBC Radio 3 website, click on World on 3 page, and you can download all those episodes that we've had in the series so far to listen to as and when you wish. You're listening to a very special World on 3 tonight because we're coming to you from Glasgow, home of the Commonwealth Games 2014. And as you can hear, we've got quite an audience at Pacific Quay. In a fitting finale to our Commonwealth Connection series on BBC Radio 3, we've got music from the remaining four home nations for you tonight. Shugal Nifty from Scotland have just left the stage, and still to come are Northern Ireland's Jarlath Henderson, joined by music partner Scotland's Ross Ainslie, plus the big brash band that is England's Bellowhead. But here on stage with me now, you can hear Nine Bach, who are representing Wales. They're just doing their sound check, and we'll be playing in a moment. Their music brings you the landscape of Wales with voices and harmonies that we associate with this singing nation. But Nine Bach combines it with electronic loops and hypnotic rhythms. It is truly 21st century dub folk. Well, before they start their set, a few words beforehand, if I can clamber over all these cables and wires here. Lisa Jen here, who along with Martin Hoyland put this fine band together nearly 10 years ago. Lisa, 10 years, has it been what you expected?
Oh, not at all, but I think the beauty of it, we didn't expect anything. We're just a gang of friends that came together and, you know, wanted to make music together and breathe life into old Welsh folk songs. And how it's developed over the last 10 years has been brilliant and, you know, beyond anything we thought of. So I think it's quite healthy because we didn't have an expectation and we're very happy.
But Lisa, you're quoted as saying that you don't do ballads. I mean, that's seriously un-Welsh of you, isn't it?
It is, yes. I think we've got enough painful love songs as it is in Wales. So I've decided to sing about foxes and quarries and childbirth instead.
Delightful. Well, what are you going to start off with tonight?
We're going to start off with Wedi Torri. Wedi Torri means it's broken, and it's not about a thing, it's about the person. It's called Wedi Torri.
So please give a very, very warm Glasgow welcome to Nine Bach.
Thank you.
Diolch yn fawr. Diolch yn galon. Nain Bach ydyn ni, a dyn ni'n dod o Gymru. Thank you very much. We are Nain Bach and we come from Wales. And this next song is a victory song for a fox. A local farmer by me likes to kill foxes and hang them as trophies. So this is a victory song for the fantastic fox that, wedi troedio, that walks the Snowdonia National Park, which is where we're from and where the root of all these songs come from. So llwynog means fox. Are you having a good time?
Yeah.
Yeah. We absolutely love Scotland. Oh.
Yeah. Himalwch o'i dod a blodau'r tŷ ond cysur wrth fy ngwely. Mae'r cloc wyth diwrnod yn tigiam, tigiam a'r nos o'n stormus dyfynu. A traed y dad yn curo'r grisio a'r boen tro hyn yn y lladfa. A cogla melus a'r eilis mewn cwpan yn tynnu fy meddwl o'r boen ar y griddfan. Pan ddoes dyn y fychan ar y noson lohoi'r y gan. Dy ddal yn swpyn camel fy mreichia a syllu'n ddistaw drwy'r dagra. Y gwynt yn y coed yw glywad yn rhio a'r cagam a'r dion yn chwipio. A traed y dad yn curo'r grisio a'r boen tro hyn yn y lladfa. A cogla melus a'r eilis mewn cwpa yn tynnu fy meddwl o'r boen ar y gryddfa. Pan ddoes yn y fachan ar y noson lohoi'r Codi o'n heistedd a gwirod am grynu a llygyd y dad yn mynnu. Dyhosod yn llipa o dan y gwely dyhadal a diwch i drengu. Dwi'n cofio'r glaw ar y ffenast yn curo a siom dy dad i troi fytheirio y codla melus yr eilis mewn cwpan yn tynnu fy meddwl o'r boen ar y gryddfan pan ddoes dyn y fachan ar y noson y lohoi'r y gan.
Can
To listen to in the gentle setting sun here on Pacific Quay. I'm Lopa Katara, you're listening to World on 3, and we're on the outdoor stage at the BBC's Pacific Quay. Now, as you know, World on 3 has been travelling around the Commonwealth since the beginning of the year in the run-up to the Games in Glasgow. And it's been a particular pleasure to encounter some amazing musicians that we'd never have met were it not for our Commonwealth journey. And amongst them is Sophie Nzayisenga from Rwanda. Now, 2014 marks the 20th anniversary of the Rwandan genocide. In those 20 years, the country has transformed itself into a thriving and prosperous place, and music has played its part in that transformation. Sophie Nzayisenga sings and plays the traditional stringed instrument. She lost her brothers and sisters in the conflict and survived by living in the bush with her father for the 100 days of the fighting. Now she's involved with Rwanda's Cultural Upgrade Initiative, which seeks to promote harmony through the traditional music. She's part of the country's transformation, bringing some of the beauty and happiness back. Here she is singing a traditional song dating from the pre-colonial times of the Rwandan kings, a song called Ni Rangari.
Mama, we're
Sophie Nzayisenga on the 20th anniversary of the genocide in Rwanda, using her music to give a positive message of healing. How are you all doing here tonight? Has it been some fantastic music? Well, we've been to Scotland and Wales tonight already with the bands on stage here at Pacific Quay. And it's time now to head across the sea to Northern Ireland for a tale of two awards and many pipes. And I know I'm not going to pronounce this right. Ilan Pipes, and I hope Jarlath will correct me, Ilan. Ilan Pipes player Jarlath Henderson is from Donegal in County Tyrone, and he's performing tonight with his longtime musical partner, Scottish Border Pipes player Ross Ainslie. Now, Jarlath won the BBC Young Folk Musician Award back in 2003 and was the first Irish person to do so. And Ross was nominated for Musician of the Year for the BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards in 2013. Well, after a break of 4 years, Jarlath and Ross have rejoined forces for a UK tour, and they've released their new album that was recorded right here in Glasgow in just 4 days. And it shows you how successful the pairing is, because both of them were nominated for Best Duo at the BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards this year. And I'm wondering, Jarlath, if I can just have a few words with you. First of all, did I pronounce the Ilan Pipes correctly?
You got that one right.
Oh, what else have I got wrong? I'm not going to ask. Your last album, 4 days it took to record in Glasgow, and you now live here. Is that a decision that you made before or after the album?
Oh, before, actually, yeah. I was living here for a while before we made the new album, yeah. I've been here for 3 years now. Before that, I was up in Aberdeen. But yeah, good musical hub, Glasgow.
And what is it about the Irish pipes that kind of does it for you? I mean, you started at the age of 10.
Yeah, I must have been mad, eh? I don't know. Yeah, they were in the house. I heard them occasionally at home. And yeah, I don't know, just kind of fell into my lap, I guess. Quite enjoyed it.
And what got you and Ross together?
Well, Ross was actually playing at a festival over in Armagh. We started jamming then, and that was like 2003. So yeah, when I finished A-levels, I moved over here and we started our first album at that time. So yeah.
And the first piece you're going to play actually is not with the pipes, it's with whistles. Is that right?
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about this song.
We're going to start with a set from the new album called Hiya Pal. Yeah, there are a couple on F Whistles. The first tune I wrote for a pal of ours called Tim Matthews, and the second one's a tune that Ross wrote called Fred's Advice. So
please give it up for the Ross Ainslie and Jarlath Henderson trio. Thank you.
How's it going? Good. We're going to move swiftly along and sing you a quick song. This is off the new album as well. It's called Anyone That's Yet to Come.
Yet to come, they could not dream of you and build and scheme on you. Well, like I do, 'cause anyone that's yet to come could not dream of you, build their world around you. Well, like I do, 'cause I can take your lies, yeah, I'll make them true. I'll take all your take all your alibis, I'll take anything you want me to. 'Cause anyone that's yet to come, well, they could not cry for you.
Cheers, guys.
Yeah. So we've got to play one more set before we can go. I should say this is Ali Hutton on guitar with us tonight. He's not from Northern Ireland. He's from Methven in Perthshire. And he usually talks more on stage. And this is Ross Ainsley, probably needs no introduction whatsoever, but on Pipes and Whistles, my partner in crime. Thanks, guys. We're going to play some pipe tunes to finish up. A tune called Thunderstruck and a tune called The Limestone Rock.
With Lapa Kotari, coming to you from Pacific Quay in Glasgow, host city to the Commonwealth Games. It has been a glorious way to bring to a close our Commonwealth Connection series, and we're not quite finished yet. Bellowhead are setting up on stage right now, and it may take, Bellowhead, and it may take a bit of time because there's 11 of them to get on stage. So I'm going to revisit one of our 26 heritage tracks now. It's from the island nation of Tuvalu, one of the smallest countries in the world, and a place where if you stand in the center of the main island, you get 360-degree view of the Pacific Ocean. I've chosen this one because I love the fact that the sporting hero presenting it is not only a weightlifter, but a pretty good musician himself. And you may have seen him carrying the flag into the stadium at the beginning of the games. His name is Lapua Lapua, the singing and guitar-playing Olympic weightlifter from Tuvalu, singing us his heritage track.
You want me to start playing now? I just test my guitar if you can hear it from there. Everywhere I go, I can sing it. I need to have a guitar and then I play, I can sing the song. My name is Lapua Lapua. I'm from Tuvalu and I do weightlifting. I'm on the 62 kg category. At the moment, I'm ranking number one. I've been to World Championship and Olympic Games 2012, London. Tuvalu is a small island right in the middle of the Pacific. We got 9 islands and we got around 10,000 people. In the island, we used to do climbing coconut, and so our body is built for the sport of weightlifting. We have a strong upper body, shoulders, and we have strong legs. If I get to Glasgow, I'm only interested in gold. That's it, nothing else. I work too hard for this. The artist is Tamaika Kofe, and the song is about the capital of Tuvalu, Funafuti. In the beginning, it say Dokunukupele of Funafuti, like Funafuti is the only island that we always remember. Every time I'm away and I used to listen to this song, I always remind me of Tuvalu, like to think back of Tuvalu. And not only that, like, I'm listening like on music and I can sing it too. Yep, that's the song. Thank you.
Lapua Lapua, Tuvalu's champion singing weightlifter. He didn't quite get into the medals in the end, but I'm sure he's just still singing with the thrill of having been here at the Games. And so to tonight's finale, and bringing to an end our Commonwealth Connection series here on World on 3 on BBC Radio 3, our final Commonwealth nation is England, and it's Bellowhead, who have more than a hint of crazy in them, who are the last baton bearers, so to speak, tonight. They're 11 strong, and I'm just going to have a quick bit of a banter with this man here, with his hands on the reins, John Bowden. John, it must be quite hard running this lot.
Yeah, I don't have my hands on the reins at all. There are no reins, and no one has hands on them. It's quite a challenge, particularly for our team who sort of look after us. So yes, quite difficult.
And you're going to be celebrating. You are celebrating 10 years. Is it right to say happy birthday? Not you, of course, John, but the band.
Yes, in April was our official 10th birthday, and we had a gig at the Royal Albert Hall, which was very jolly. And it's kind of our 10th anniversary year. So it's rolling on.
And just one final thing, John. Revival, your latest album. I mean, it's already won so many accolades from all the music journalists. I mean, what is the magic formula with Bellahead?
Well, it's all built on old material. I think that's what's the kind of magic in it, is that there's this treasure trove of old material that maybe people don't know so much about, and old shanties and old songs and old tunes, and we just find good stuff and then try and do something different with it.
Well, great. Well, John, thanks very much. And Glasgow, if you've not heard these guys before, you're in for something that is going to make you absolutely jump out of your skin. Please give it up for the juggernaut that is Bellahead.
When the Alabama's keel was laid, roll Alabama, roll, she was laid in the yard of Jonathan Led. Oh, roll Alabama, roll, she was laid in the yard of Jonathan Led. Roll Alabama, roll, she was laid in the town of Birkenhead. Oh, roll Alabama, roll, roll Alabama, roll, she was laid in the town of
Thank you. That was an old sea shanty, old English sea shanty about the American Civil War taking place in France, confusingly. But it's all true, ladies and gentlemen, that one. This next one is also true. This is a sad love story from the romantic town of Swindon in the south of England. This is called Betsy Baker. Over each acre, I never knew what it was to sigh till I saw Betsy Baker. A church I met her, just so neat one Sunday in hot weather. With love I found my heart beat as we sang psalms together. So modestly she turned her head, the while her voice did quaver. I thought if ever I did wed, 'twould be with Betsy Baker. When church was over, out she went, but I did follow after. Determined I would not be bought, I spoke with Betsy Baker. But all my entreaty she did slight, and I was forced to leave her. I got no sleep at all that night, for love had brought a fever. From noise and bustle far away, as I walked over each acre, I never knew what it was to sigh till I saw Betsy Baker. Got acquainted with a rambling mad play actor. He gammoned her to run away, and I lost Betsy Baker. But though I strive another way, my heart will never forsake her. I dream all night and think all day of cruel Betsy Baker. Betsy Baker.
was three tunes. The first tune was called Trip to Bucharest, which was written by Miss Rachel McShane, who played it on the cello. Followed by a tune called The Flight of the Folk Mutants, Part 1. And then another tune called The Flight of the Folk Mutants, Part 2, ladies and gentlemen. We are now going to do a song from our most recent album, which is out a couple of months ago. It's called Revival, the album, and this song is another sea shanty. This is called Let Her Run. See some very nautical set for you tonight, hoping that that may float your boat. This is a song from the romantic town of Gosport, almost as romantic as Swindon, and it's called Gosport Nancy.
For a sailor's head, there's none like Gosport Nan. Gosport girls
lads can drink for England. Gosport girls, they goes their tot. Rum and brandy, gin and shandy. Gosport girls will drink the lot. All the Gosport ladies, they swear the flowing can. But they're knocking it back with honest Jack. There's none like my girl, man. Oh, Nancy, can't you see? You're the only girl for me. How I dream of lovely Nancy when I'm sailing on the sea. Gosport girls, they're good at dancing. They're the best, there is no doubt. When the music sets them prancing, how they'll fling their skirts about. All the Gosport ladies, they do the French can-can. But for real high kicks and fancy tricks, there's none like my girl Nan. Oh, Nancy, can't you see? You're the only girl for me. How I dream of lovely Nancy when I'm sailing on the sea. Johnson keeps a bar room where the boys can take their ease. She will whip me, yes, she'll shake me. She will do whatever she please. All the Gosport ladies, they do the best they can. But for making a bed for a sailor's head, there's none like my girl Nan. Oh, Nancy, can't you see? You're the only girl for me. How I dream of lovely Nancy when I'm sailing on the sea.
Now, this is called Cross-Eyed and Chinless. From England.
Country dance tune from Hampshire. Thank you.
our music consciousness, performing here on the stage of Pacific Key in Glasgow outside BBC Scotland Studios, and bringing to a close tonight's programme and our Commonwealth Connection series here on World on 3. It's been quite a marathon, 53 countries over 26 weeks, and tonight's musicians from the home nations of Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland and England have brought us to the finishing line. It has been a wonderful evening. Thank you to all the bands who've been here, and to all of you, you've been a wonderful audience. But we're going to leave you with one more song from Bellahead, one final blast, and it's a song called New York Girls.
Me back to see her place. She lived on Barrack Street and away. Santee, my dear Annie. Oh, you New York girls, can't you dance the polka? Still were waiting at the door and away. Santee, my dear Annie. Oh, you New York girls, can't you dance the polka?
Thank you, Glasgow, you've been fantastic! Inside the house, the drinks were passed around. The liquor was so awful strong, my head went round and round. And then we had another drink before we stopped to eat. The liquor was so awful strong, I quickly fell asleep and away. Santee, my dear Annie. Oh, you New York girls, can't you dance the polka? When I awoke next morning, I had an aching head. There was I, Jack, all alone, stark naked in that bed. My gold watch, my money, and my lady friend were gone. There was I, Jack, all alone, stark naked in that room. And away, Santee, my dear Annie. Oh, you New York girls, can't you dance the polka? See, but a woman shift an apron that were no use to me. With a barrel for a suit of clothes down Cherry Street for long, where Martin Churchill took me in and he sent me round Cape Horn. So sailor lads, take warning, when you land on New York shore, you'll have to get up early to be smarter than a whore. And away, Santee, my dear Annie. Oh, you New York girls, can't you dance the polka? And away, Santee, my dear Annie. Oh, you New York girls, can't you dance the polka?
Hello, I'm John Shea, and this is BBC Radio 3 with Music Through the Night. The pianist Igor Levit gives our opening concert this morning. He was born in Russia in 1987, and he moved with his family to Germany as a child. Last year, he completed his 2 years as a Radio 3 New Generation artist, and the main work he's playing this morning is Beethoven's Hammer Clavier Sonata in about 10 minutes. He starts with Bach's Capriccio in B-flat major, subtitled On the Departure of His Beloved Brother. It may actually have been a friend rather than a brother whose departure the 17-year-old Bach is lamenting, but either way, it's his only piece of programme music. Look out for the post horns. Thank you.